Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. For the first time, actually for the first time ever, all three
first
of us are in the
ever.
One space.
No.
Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah.
First time.
You guys did the podcast in person a few times. That was before I was on board. This is the first time the three of us have been in person.
You're right.
Isn't that crazy?
I was sure that we'd done one or two when we were in Melbourne. But you kind of weren't ever actually on it properly until...
No, I called Jax. I just decided to call Jax one day and say, hey, can I do your videos? And that's how I weaseled my way in.
And then I did some videos.
No, I did some videos. And
we
then
did.
When I realized I was a part of the podcast, I stopped doing videos.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we need to take you out.
I can't get over your tiny little microphone.
That's the tiniest microphone I've ever seen in my life.
So we will have footage...
We will.
It's a. It is literally a mini microphone. So these are the ones that the influencers use, right?
Yeah, they're big on TikTok.
You're not an influencer, though.
No, but I got this through work because we are meeting here today. I have just finished work.
Yep.
We've come to the pub right near work. That's the noise you can hear in the background.
Yep. Can you tell we're in a pub?
Excuse the background.
But at least we have microphones.
We're going to get taken down for all this copyright music in the background.
Oh, don't say it.
Nah, surely not.
As long as we talk enough, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I can't even hear what the song is. But yeah, so I took this from work because I had to come down here. Franco only had two mics, but we're sitting at a pub, so we will pause this at some point to go and eat our lunch.
We ordered our food, and then we thought, let's hit record.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for our
food. So yeah, we're coming to you all in the same place for the first ever time, ever, ever, ever. But also, this is the first time that I've seen Jax in... I hate it when we play this game, when we're trying to work out how long it's been, but it's been like
too many years.
2 years? 3 years?
2020?
2021,
2021, early 2021,
oh
3 years. Wow. And I only saw Franco recently because of his wedding, but then I was just figuring out that was over a year ago as well.
Yeah.
Franco, how do I look?
Well, you'd look the same, I feel like, which is good. Yeah,
it's shiny in here.
Franco's hair... Has your hair been like this for a while, or is this new?
This is a mullet.
Yeah, I've stopped caring.
Okay.
It's kind of a mullet, but it's also a mullet that I haven't had cut in a few months.
It looks like you're preparing for a role in a more Bogan version of Puberty Blues or something.
I did. I did say it was. It didn't. Franco and I were here before you were.
Yeah.
And he had literally just said, and I said, "Oh, so that's the mullet then." Because I don't know why, maybe it's because we wear headphones and we're over video, but I'd forgotten that you've had a mullet.
Yeah,
and I mean, I still don't quite know what it looks like because I see myself, you know, front on in the mirror, but I know that it's disgusting back there. I just choose to forget about it.
I feel like it's very young.
Thank you.
It's a young man's haircut.
How does it feel to not be in a dirty dungeon, Franco?
I do appreciate the sunlight coming through the windows.
I don't know if I'd call that sunlight. This pub is one of those old school...
It might not be sunlight and it might be, you know...
It's just a window.
It's It's just nature out there.
It's George Street. Sorry, it's Goulburn Street.
I'm coming from a place with no natural light. I will take anything I can get.
This is one of those old school pubs. They've actually, behind Franco, there's a old school telephone box.
Oh, I just noticed that.
The room where people would go to in the pub to probably call a taxi or to call home to their wives and say, start making me dinner, I'm coming home.
That's when the phone call comes through from the wife and they say, is my husband there? And everyone goes, no, I haven't bloody seen him.
And Bob's not here. But thanks for listening. We should probably still do formalities. We do a podcast called Can We Help You? And we do it every now and then, every couple of days. And we take your questions. And actually, are we going to do a listener question today? Should we do a listener question?
I was just having a look to see if I could bring one up. I feel like, why not? This is what we do, right? This
is what the podcast is.
But we have things to talk about first. Namely, the wedding.
The wedding.
How was it?
It was great. It was a good night. It became a long day in the end. So I was obviously the best man and we stayed in the city for the weekend, but we ended up at Cody's house at about 11 o'clock to get ready.
Oh, I thought you meant at 9. I'm like, you went back to the groom's house after the wedding.
We started there.
That's a type of after party. I've seen that happen before. I mean,
on
usually,
your wedding? You
weren't there for the after party of our wedding, but, you know, it gets to a certain point of the night when there really are just, like, you know, five people left who are just partying on.
But that's fine, but they didn't go back to your house on your wedding night.
No, they didn't. You're right.
That's what I thought
Carry
was
on.
Happening.
You started at the house. More acceptable.
Started at the house, spent a couple of hours getting ready, and then took off in a limo to the park where they got married. That was a bit of fun.
A limo.
A limo, yeah.
Was it a stretch limo?
Bridge and limo. It was a stretcher.
Oh, fancy.
Because we got picked up in the limo, got taken in, and then the limo went and picked up the girls who were getting ready in the city.
Oh, smart. You don't need two cars.
Yeah, and then the same limo took us all to get photos
to
the reception.
Smart.
It's a pretty good idea, actually.
That's clever.
Pretty good idea. So that was handy, and but I have to say, it was a 10-seater, and there were 10 of us, and it was quite a squish on the way after the ceremony.
Don't mind me, I'm just getting up to check the camera that I've set up is recording us still.
What do you think people think we're doing here at the moment?
Oh, so this pub is probably a quarter full. There's lots of business people who come here for their lunches. The Civic is popular for that. And I don't know what they'd be thinking. The only thing I would say is that I feel like with influencer culture these days, people are used to people filming in public.
Yeah, that's true.
Of like doing random things with microphones in public.
We're not doing a TikTok dance. I think that we're not bothering anyone. We're in the clear, relatively.
Should we do a TikTok dance?
No.
Oh. We'll at the end. We'll at least take a photo.
Fair enough.
We will take that's a photo. Thing, right? We will put it up on PJ. I'd say PJ's
what the? What, I mean, it has been probably that long since we've been in the same room, so that makes sense.
We can put it up on
what is our page called?
The Ronnie Room.
Our page is called The Ronnie Room. CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com/room.
I don't think PJ is Rich exists anymore.
No, it's now called Relatable Jace.
That? I was there when that change was made.
There's still a group out there that we might benefit from posting a photo on. Who knows?
No, come bring it in. Our food has arrived.
Should we take a pause? A leave of absence.
We take a little food break and then we'll come back.
Let's have an ad break.
We'll come back and we'll do a question. How about that?
Sounds great.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, we're back. We've had our food.
I feel like it's
significantly louder now than it was when we left.
We got a table sitting behind us now, which we didn't have before. The problem is, right, is that we usually can hear each other through headphones, but we're not wearing headphones. I don't want to yell because I don't want people, I don't want to draw attention to us.
Just yell.
You wouldn't want people listening to our podcast.
But I would not. No.
We should have
not
a little
in public at least.
We should have a little sign that says "Can we help you podcast?"
Ask us anything.
Yeah, ask us a question.
There we go. Yeah.
Actually, that's a good idea in general because you see those on social media. See those on social media where it's people that sit with a desk and they say, change my mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure actually I've seen a podcast do it as well.
We should do that in real life.
The problem is that we're never in real life together.
Yeah, the problem is that we are in three separate cities pretty much.
And we've ruined it.
It's too late.
Yeah. What were we talking about before the ad break? Or the wedding?
Well, we were talking about the wedding of your friends.
I don't remember all of the night. My left big toe is still engorged from all of the dancing.
Oh, that's a good sign,
though.
So that
was fun.
That's worth it.
It's such a strange word to use there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go
accurate,
for engorged.
It's a very visual word.
You put
a picture in my mind that I really don't like.
Did you cop a high-heeled, like a stiletto to the toe? Is that what it was?
No.
Because why is it just your big toe?
Well, it was my heel as well, because those shoes are really not comfortable. But my heel is healed. My toe has not healed. I guess it's in the name, right? Heel.
All right, yeah, let's move on, I reckon.
Okay. Got a question here, our first three-way in-person question. It's a question here from Ronnie. Ronnie's written in via the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you for paying your taxes.
While we're on the topic, you can hit us up with your question at canwehelpyoupodcast on your socials, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Well, canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. And as always, if you go on the website, you can stay anonymous. Put in whatever info you want. We call you Ronnie anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly. You're safe always.
Okay. Ronnie writes, "Hey, guys. When I first started dating my girlfriend, she told me that she used to do online photos. Not naked pictures, but she sold feet pictures. She also sent some clothed pics without her face and sent some insulting text messages to clients."
I love that.
I'd love to know what those were. This is when she was a broke student. I'm not really into that, but it didn't really bother me at the time. Now, as our relationship becomes more serious, it's starting to bother me that she used to do this. It bothers me that she used to do sex stuff for money, even if it's not stuff that I'm into, it's still stuff that someone else was into. How do I get over this so that I don't break up with someone that I love? Can you help me, please? Love from Ronnie.
I can help you, Ronnie. Get over it. Sorry. They weren't even a sex worker in the physical sense. They literally just sent some feet pics and did some dominatrix stuff that wasn't even in-person dominatrix. It was just texting men horrible things.
I'd love to know what the text said.
It's probably like, you dirty hamster, go shower.
I think that's way too creative. I think,
would not make a good dominatrix.
Well, I'm sitting in a pub. I'm not about to start. I'm not at home. Usually I'm at home and I can yell whatever I want. I'm not going to do that in the middle of a busy Sydney pub.
I just want to put this out there. I wouldn't pay for you, dirty hamster. Go have a shower.
Go.
Yeah.
What do you guys think, though? I can't. There's just like...
I think if you look at this, like I've seen this kind of thing before, you know, like selling feet photos and the whole like FinDom thing where like you just have people pay you to do pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
What thing?
FinDom, so financial domination.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, sorry, I have not heard of that.
No, so it's just a, I guess, a kink.
Oh, yes, I have.
Where someone just takes all your money.
Yes, it's kind of like a, I think
like
it's
a sugar daddy.
Yeah, but it's a kink. Like, it's not just having a sugar daddy. Like, there is, like...
It's like a sugar daddy who's into... No. A sugar daddy who's into being...
Fin-domed.
Okay,
yeah, financially dominated. Yeah. So, like, charging, like, obscene amounts for pretty basic photos and that kind of thing.
Fair enough.
I think. But,
Hey, Well, we don't kink shame on this podcast.
Absolutely not.
No, we don't. If you're into that, then I will absolutely financially dominate you.
Yes, actually, maybe we could do that as our podcast.
If you would like to be financially dominated by me, I am open. Yeah. I am open for inquiries.
But my point is, if you look at this from the girl's perspective, I mean, yeah, like guys are getting off on it and whatever, but it's very easy kind of work that you don't need to think much about. You send a feet photo, you send a few texts, you make money out of it.
You're 100% right,
Franco. I think there should be much more thought into it.
Like, if you think about it this way, your girlfriend is so desirable that she didn't even have to take her clothes off to make money from taking photos of herself. She just took photos of herself and made money from... Imagine if you could take just normal photos of yourself and make money from it. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
great.
It's
the one thing I'm most jealous of. I wish I could just start like a very tame... any kind of OnlyFans. I wish... if I started like an OnlyFans that was just completely hardcore, like right up there, no one would pay. I could do anything. No one would pay.
Well, I don't know.
I'm jealous of people who... like, I'm not saying that I would, but I'm jealous of people who have that option.
I wish I had sexy feet.
You don't need sexy feet.
No, you
people
just
like weird looking feet.
Oh, so I could start
OnlyFans. Is anyone buying dude? Are women buying dude feet pics though?
No, but you pretend they're women feet.
I think.
And then dudes buy them thinking they're women feet.
Yeah, I don't think you can pass your feet off as a woman's feet.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe they're so weird looking that they look like.
Maybe.
Someone could
you
be into
seen
that.
My feet?
Someone could be into that.
I actually knew a girl who sold her underwear to men, used underwear, and they would pay her a certain amount of money, and she'd go and buy the underwear, wear it for a couple of days, and then send it off to them in a packet.
See, that's the same thing. That's such an easy business. You go and buy underwear,
and
or
you
can
wear
get
them.
It just delivered.
You
wear it, and you don't obviously you don't need to wash it because that's the whole selling point.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you mail it off.
It's like literally
and you make money
disposable
out of it. If
underwear.
If you don't think about it, and if you are able to separate yourself from what the guy is going to do with that, then it's a great business.
I mean, at the end of the day, and look, men are pretty feral to begin with, so even if your girlfriend never did any of that, there's still a possibility that there were some men who were doing things thinking of her.
I could walk past a dude on the street. He could find me attractive and go home and think about me while he gets himself off.
Exactly.
Like, the idea that you don't like the idea of your partner once or ever being desirable to another person is weird. You should be proud of that.
Right.
I would be lauding that. Look at my girlfriend. Look at all the guys who want to fuck her.
Yeah.
That's fun. I would love that.
It would be worse if she did all that but never made any money. Then you're like, oh, shit. Am I with a dud?
I mean, I guess
that's not fair.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm not saying that it's inherently
it's
a dud.
Not
I'm
bad
just
either
saying.
Way.
I'm just saying, you know, the fact that she's so desirable is awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it's also worth noting as well that, like, Ronnie's girlfriend used to do this, doesn't now do it. So, like, I guess it's different if you have different values around, like, what makes you money and if. Ronnie's girlfriend just thinks that her body is her only asset, but obviously she's not doing it now. She's found other things to do with her life, other ways to make money. I think that's only a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. Like, it is also in the past. I don't think, I still don't necessarily think being with someone who does sex work is like a deal breaker, especially when it's something like feet pictures, like who gives a fuck about your feet? But like, it is in the past, Ronnie. They're with, your partner is with you. Get over it.
I don't know if we've ever just absolutely destroyed a Ronnie as much as we have this time.
Oh, look, Ronnie, you know, I understand that everyone has their own boundaries. Everyone has their own things that they're cool with and not cool with. And so, look, if this is the thing that you're not cool with and that's the thing that you're not cool with enough to the level that it's worth breaking up with your partner over, then, I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and you have to have your own boundaries. And I'm not shutting down your boundaries, Ronnie, but you're saying, how do I get over it? You just need to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. It is not a thing.
Yeah, I actually think, I mean, I may not be alone. I may be alone in this thought, but I think that OnlyFans is actually like, even like explicit OnlyFans, it's like working for yourself, right? It's like owning your own means of, you know, doing whatever you want to do and make money for yourself. A lot of people make a lot of money from it. And you can do whatever you want and you get to decide what you want to do and who you want to do it with.
And it's been so great for sex workers as well, like especially ones who, don't want to work. Like the porn industry, where it was male directors and male cameramen and all of that, and now women are shooting their own content and editing it and putting it up and making all the money from it. Like, it is fucking unbelievable.
And you know what? If someone came to me and said, you know what, I'm going to go online and take requests, and that means we can buy $1 million house? Like,
oh, my God. Some people just make like stupid just money.
So much money. You want. So much money.
Yeah, 100%. And it is a hard, like, it is a full-time job. It's marketing, and it's, you know, I'm sure these shoots can be exhausting sometimes. You don't always want to do it, but it is a full-time job, and I respect it.
We had a great interview with a massive OnlyFans star on the Briefing podcast. Check it out wherever you get your podcast after you finish listening to this.
Never stops working, does she?
Oh,
just want to plug everyone else.
I am holding my work mic. Sorry. Ronnie, good luck, but yeah, you know.
Let us know how you go, I guess.
I guess. Let us know how you go getting over it. I
wonder what the texts used to say. You dirty, dirty, dirty...
hamster. Are we pausing for music?
Music.
No, I don't think we should. I think we should sing it.
Oh, no, not in the pub.
Not
just
in the
really
pub.
Quietly.
Oh, do, 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 do. Oh, God, this is not good.
Listening to the Can We Help You podcast. Your in-person live. Oh, we should give this a name. You know how when they're like, so there's I think it was Mattis Yahoo, his album was Live at Stubbs. Stubbs was like this theater that he performed at. It was a CD, it was like an album. I feel like we should pull this.
Well, we're live at the Civic. Hotel.
Live at the Civic sounds good if you don't know what the Civic is.
Yes.
It could be like a massive theater.
Yes. Well, we are potentially, we have been filming this, so there is the potential that this could actually go up. Maybe.
You know what the good thing about recording in person is, for the first time ever, no one's really spoken over at the top of each other and no one's had a delay. So it actually could go
You've
up.
You've got a really easy editor out of you.
The only problem is it's going to be shit because we've actually had to record on separate things and you're going to have to marry up the tracks.
Still, it's still easier than delays and talking over the top of each other.
It really is.
I can see so many people I work with in this pub and I don't want to see them anymore. I don't know.
Especially recording a rival podcast.
Hey. We're not rivals. We're all in this together. Speaking of we're all in this together, the entire bridal party did a dance as they entered the wedding the other day. And the groomsmen did it to We're All in This Together from High School Musical.
Did you know that was coming?
Well, we had to rehearse our dance for it.
I'd be surprised if Jax organised it. I mean, that is the most Jax thing I could possibly think of.
But you were doing the whole, I don't know what we're doing for the box party, I'm just showing up. So
on the wedding night.
Yeah, no, I know, but why would you know what was happening on the wedding when you didn't know what was happening on the bus?
Okay, so the bride and groom are like, guys, you're doing a dance to enter the reception.
Oh, so they made you.
And we're like, all right.
That's not fun.
I guess we are.
Was the food good?
The food was pretty good. I wish there was more of it.
Oh, was it one of those?
When you're a part of the bridal parties, you turn up late, obviously, and you do the whole entrance, the big entrance.
Yeah.
So we didn't get any of the canapes, which I was really disappointed about.
Usually they have food that they set out for, because they usually sit off to the side at the start and then come in after. Do they not set you guys any...
It was all very rushed because it went straight into, we all came in, then it went straight into like parent speeches and then some dancing and then it was my speech like a little bit later.
Oh, how'd your speech go? Good?
It was pretty good. I got lots of laughs.
Oh,
got
good work.
So,
I thought we said don't go for laughs. Maybe just a couple
It was all laughs. So,
wow.
I guess that's
a failure on your part then, right?
Well,
all laughs all the time.
People enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, actually... The bride and groom enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone else enjoyed it, but they enjoyed it. So that's all that matters.
Well,
that's
that is good. The important thing. Well
done.
Thank you for joining us live from the Civic Hotel Pub in Sydney.
Yeah.
We're
just live from the
off.
Civic. Don't specify that we're just here for lunch. Live from the sold-out Civic. Look how packed it is
here.
Hear
all of those people talking over us talking. They're really interested.
It is packed here. You know, I mean, they could all be here to see us.
We do have a barricade around us. You know?
You know?
VIPs. who knows how long it'll be until we're all in the same room again.
Who knows?
Maybe next time we can do it in an actual studio. I hope this hasn't been atrocious to listen to.
Why would we do this in an actual studio?
I did try, guys.
It's great.
Great. It's so much better.
I just realised there's a pokies room there that actually might have been a lot quieter.
Yeah, by the pokies.
It would have been going gling, gling, gling in the background.
I don't know. Maybe that's preferable to all of these people screaming.
It feels like illegal. It feels like, you know, oh, you shouldn't advertise pokies.
Yeah, we're subtly promoting gambling.
We do not support pokies.
We don't not? No, we don't support
them. Don't support them at all. I don't think anyone's allowed. You can't even, you know how the pubs, I mean, it might be a uniquely Australian thing, but they have outside like VIP lounge and like all of that. They banned all of that in Sydney from September last year. You cannot, the golden dragons, like the coin symbolism.
Wow.
If you go and walk down this street that we're on, there's heaps of pubs along here and they all used to have the dragons and all of that. And now it's just signs saying like live sport on Thursdays. So you can't.
I might see that actually if we go into the pokies area, I might see the old couple that were on the plane next to me. They seemed like the type to sink a whole bunch of coins in
were
the
pokies. Were they not nice?
Scene. Oh, they made me change seats, and it was a whole thing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And you know what, actually? I mean, we got to go, but...
Yeah, this is the longest outro ever.
I know.
Carry on.
The woman came up to me, and she was like, oh, it's just, I'm in the middle, and I was like, no worries, no worries. And then the husband comes over. They'd be in their late 60s, maybe early to mid-70s, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm in here, I'm in A. And I was like, oh, I think that's the window. And he went... How would you feel about having the window? And I went, oh, I mean, I guess. And he went, I don't want to be pushy. Yeah. And I was like, all right. I have the aisle.
Yeah, no, that's not,
That's not okay.
That's not cool.
No,
that's not cool. Especially when you're the one traveling with two. Like, shut up and sit down.
Also, if you have two, don't you want the window?
So where do they sit? Mid and aisle.
Yeah.
Well, because they're old. This is what my in-laws do. My father-in-law needs to be in the aisle because he needs to stretch his knee out.
Oh, sure.
He needs to have his leg out, so that's probably why.
Plus, they obviously don't do a lot of travelling. As soon as we got into the air, they made the announcement, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a selection of things available for purchase, the food today. And the minute they made that announcement, he went, bing!
Oh, man's never flown before. That's
man's
okay.
Man's never flown before.
Yeah, right.
And the lady comes over and she goes, can I help you guys? And he goes, we'd like to order something from the menu. And she went, oh, you'll have to wait for the trolley to come around.
Oh, don't. Look, travel is a privilege. We're very lucky. The three of us have experienced travel. We've gone lots of places. Even just flying to and from Sydney or Melbourne or Adelaide.
That's true.
We are privileged.
That's true.
So don't be mean to the poor old people who've never flown
that's
before.
True. That might be their first ever flight. If so, sorry, oldies. Have fun in Sydney.
Yeah, enjoy. Go enjoy the pokies. Or don't.
Or don't. Don't
enjoy,
the pokies.
Don't enjoy anything.
This isn't sponsored by pokies.
This is not sponsored.
And
we do not
we're
support
not legally responsible
pokies.
For that.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, see you next time. Next time we'll be in our own areas of the world.
Yeah. I'll be back in the dungeon.
Yeah, oh.
I'll be in my new house, guys.
Oh, my God. Yep. Oh, you've got to go move.
Have a good
move.
All right. I feel like we should mention if you have any questions or if you are listening and you feel obligated to pay your taxes, you can do so at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Or Can We Help You Podcast on socials, where you might see a photo of us all in person.
Oh my God, or
I can
in the morning room.
A photo, a video might be a stretch, but we'll see.
Hey, video might, well, this might be our first YouTube video.
Oh God, I don't think it's a good first YouTube video.
I don't think
it's terrible.
No one's watching this on YouTube.
Yeah, why not?
It's not good.
Let us know in the Ronnie Room. Canwehelpyou.com/room if you want us to put this on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do a poll, and if there's enough yes votes.
No, I think let's not do a poll. If someone feels compelled enough to put up their own post saying, I really want a YouTube video, then maybe I'll consider it.
It's really not that interesting. There's no good background. Like, we're just sitting at a table.
But people like to watch us.
Sure. If you want it, write in. We will heed the requests of the people.
Okay. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.